Good day, everyone. My name is Sylvia, a journalist working with Allianz Studios. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing the CEO of Allianz Studios, Lars Allianz, also known as the Boss. Mr. Allianz, how are you today?
Well, today it's raining here in Medellin and doing the same thing I usually do, working on this podcast, thinking about working on other podcasts as well, too. That's what I do. I'm a writer. It's one of my loves that I hold very deeply within my soul.
As a leader in the industry, what do you consider your greatest strength?
My greatest strength, I can say, is the ability to combine words. Everybody has a language that they speak, and my first language is English. Being able to speak effectively is a task not easily mastered.
Can you walk us through your creative process?
My writing process is kind of complex. I usually start working on a beat first, and then once I get the beat, then a story usually appears in my head. But a lot of my stories have been written years ago. All I'm doing now is just going back and editing them and revising them to the present moment now.
How do you approach your work? And what kind of emotions do you feel during the creative process?
During the creative process, when I'm sitting down in front of my computer screen or in front of my blank sheet of paper, I see stories of the world that need to be told. And through my travels, I've met so many people and heard so many stories. It just enhances the whole writing process for me.
You embarked on your creative journey at an early age, and we admire your tenacity and dedication.
Well, I do appreciate you for saying that. That means a lot to me as a writer. I've been writing since I was 5 years old, and it's just something that was an outlet for me growing up. On the page, I can become and do anything that I want to do. That's what I love about writing.
How many places have you lived and traveled during your 43 years on this planet?
Well, I lived in New York and up and down the East Coast of the United States. I traveled to Germany, stationed in Iraq for 15 months. Traveled to Alaska. I traveled to Trinidad and Tobago. I traveled to Colombia. I traveled to Panama. I even traveled to a place called Luxembourg. And all the stories that I've heard on all my travels have been so interestingly aligned with me till I have to tell the stories.
Can you share some of your experiences and how they have influenced your work?
Well, a lot of my experiences took place when I was growing up in New York. And when I came to New York, even though New York is a part of the United States, coming from the South into a big city like New York, there was a different language I had to learn. So I had to learn it, either I couldn't communicate with the people.
Your writing style is unique and captivating. How did you develop it?
I developed it at an early age through my mother. My mother used to have these like little rap sessions with us, and we would have to like combine words. Eventually, she told me that that's the way how rap was created. It was called sounding. Through learning that, I was able to put words together and make them fit.
We applaud those who have contributed to your growth as a writer.
I appreciate that. I really want to give a shout out to my professor, Derek Burleson. He's passed away now, but there's a whole lot of followers out there and a whole lot of his students out there, and I'm one of them. And thank you, Derek, for everything that you did for me. I really do appreciate that.
What are your goals for the podcasts you are producing?
The podcast I'm producing, I'm trying to build a following of like-minded people that want to hear interesting stories told about the real streets that we live in. I mean, it don't matter if we're in a different country or whatever. Every place has a ghetto. Every place has a street. Every place has a story. Everyone has a story. And that's what I'm here to do, tell the story.
How do you hope to impact your audience? And what message do you hope to convey?
I want to impact the awe factor when people hear my podcast. Like, oh man, I can't believe like that's going on. When people say that they can't believe that that's going on, what's going on usually is the truth that's really going on that people don't want to say. Well, I'm here to say it.
The writing process can be challenging, and sometimes writers experience writer's block. How do you overcome this?
Well, for me, try to work out a lot. I go to the gym and I release my endorphins, and the endorphins help my creative process. I know some writers get trapped and then they stop writing. For me, that just stops the whole writing process once you stop writing. And then it allows your mind to infiltrate the story. And you don't want to infiltrate the story. You want to tell the story freely. Just like I said, I just keep on writing. Keep on writing. I go to the gym and I try to learn as much as I can. Right now I'm learning Spanish, and I'm realizing that when you're learning Spanish, it actually complements English, because there's words in Spanish that have no meaning in English. But when you learn the language, you realize that it does have a meaning in English.
And what advice do you have for aspiring writers?
Keep writing. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't write. Don't let nobody stop the writing process. If you got friends that are out there that are your followers, love them and respect them. But don't allow nothing on this planet to stop that process of writing. Writing is like your heartbeat.
Looking back on your career as a writer, do you have any regrets?
My biggest regret that I've had with myself is that I usually allow other people to stop me from writing. That right there, I feel that killed my career back when it was first taking off, because I wasn't too confident in my writing. I mean, everybody would say, oh, I like your writing, I like the style and everything like that, but I would stop from the fear. 2024, I'm not scared no more. I'm here.
Thank you for sharing your insights with us, Mr. Aliyong.
You're welcome, Sylvia. Anytime, anytime. I really do appreciate you giving me this interview, you know, doing your busy work schedule and everything like that. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that this podcast right here leads people to my page and to my channels and to my website so we can get this thing going.
We look forward to your new series and another interview in April. Can you give us a sneak peek of what to expect?
Yes, my new series is going to be The DA That Divided Brooklyn. It's a very impactful story. It's a story that I created when I was living in New York about situations that was going on involving the police murdering black people, unarmed black people, some armed, some unarmed, some just walking down the street. And this DA goes up against the gang that's controlling the NYPD. Well, what can you expect from the DA That Divided Brooklyn? You can expect a whole lot of street action. There's going to be a lot of sounds of the city involved in this. The beats and the music that I'm going to be combining with it are just going to just really knock you off your feet when you hear it. That's what we try to do here at Aliyong Studios. Just like I said, we're into the shock factor. I want to shock people so people can start paying attention to things that are going on in our inner cities around the world that we seem to have grown accustomed to. And when you sit back and think about it, if you was to sit there and tell the story of what's going on in the cities around the world, people would look at you right in your face and say, you wasn't telling the truth. They would say this because it's real. People don't really want to see the real. They want to see something that's going to make them laugh and something that's funny. I think you can combine funny with seriousness, like Richard Pryor used to do, like Eddie Murphy used to do, like all the old school comics that I grew up with, Fred Sanford, you know, and stuff like that. I want to try to bring that out in The DA That Divided Brooklyn. It's also going to have a very serious, impactful story. Going to bring a lot of attention to things that happened in the past so we can know where we're going in the future. With The DA That Divided Brooklyn, I'm going to be using a lot of AI voiceovers. It's a new technology, and start taking advantage of it. And I'm also going to be using my voice too. I'm really intrigued by seeing how the AI generated voices are going to impact the storyline, because the story is already powerful without them. When I was in the planning phases for The DA That Divided Brooklyn, it was so hard to actually like schedule real people to read the script. And then when people read the script and they don't want to say this, or they want to put their two cents in and stuff like that, and my scripts that I write are like tailor-made for the moment, it's not really, I feel that as time progresses and I actually hire like live voiceover actors and actresses, then we can have a discussion about how the script should be written. And I want to thank you, Sylvia, again for giving me this interview. Have a good day. And everyone out there, peace. And pay close attention, all right?
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us for the next episode of Allianz Studios.